Marketing Showcase here in Brighton, and I'm with Mirella, who works for Gulf Escape. So she is the marketing manager. Mirella, tell me all about Gulf Escapes.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me. Gulf Escape is a tour operator. We do golf holidays mainly. We also do golf events, so tuition trips. We do pro-ams. We also do a golf event. We run the biggest ladies pro-am in Spain. So yeah, so it's not only golf holidays. We do a lot of things within the golf sector.
And are you a marketing team?
We do have a marketing team in-house, and all the marketing that we do is in-house. We use a few agencies to do SEO or Google Ads, but mainly it's all done in-house by me and my sidekick.
Wow. And tell me, so the difference in marketing between the escapes, so the travel, and the golf tournaments, how do you market those differently? What do you have to do?
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, there's a little bit of overlap. Some people that are like to go on golf holidays, they also now and then like to take tuition trips, because these are run by pros, and it's really to improve your game. Mm-hmm. But mainly when we do the pro side, it's really more focused on pros and that sort of sector. But like I said, there's a little bit of overlap. If you like to play golf and you like to improve your game, you might do 1 year your annual golf trip with your group, you know, 4 or 6 people, go somewhere, have a nice time, play golf. And then you might also do a tuition trip, and then you go with a pro, and then you have tuition hours, and then they help you improve your game and like that.
Tell me about the golfing escapes. So these amazing trips that people go on. Who do you target? Where do they go? What kind of length of trip do they have? Is it playing golf every day?
Well, we're seeing a change in trend. I started in the golf travel about 4 years ago. The audience is still the same. So we target male and female golfers, British golfers.
Okay.
From 35, 40 years age up, people that, as I say, play golf for leisure or a little bit more serious about their game. They go to Europe. They go, now we have a lot of long haul, Thailand, South Africa, Mauritius, US. And basically they book these holidays, like I said, just to have a bit of fun. They go with a friend, they have their group, they go in their annual trip. But we're starting to see changes in trend whereas before it was very golf focused, now people are looking for golf and experiences. So could be food experiences, could be nature experiences, people going with their family. So there might be golfers, non-golfers. So people are looking for packages that combine golf with non-golf activities. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing this change in trend. Usually people can go from 3 nights, 5 nights, obviously long haul will be longer, 7 nights, 14 nights. And popular destinations, when we're talking short haul, we can see the Algarve is, you know, one of the main golf destinations. We are starting to see Spain developing a lot more, Costa del Sol, the south of Spain, a lot of people going there. We have packages to Rioja, and that combines golf with wine tours and wine experiences. That's been very, very popular. We started about a couple of years ago, and that's been really, really good. And then when you talk about long haul South Africa, so obviously you combine golf with safari, wine experiences. You've got Thailand. Thailand is the premium destination for service, world-class courses. You get your own caddy included in your green fee, which is something that in other places you would have to pay extra, and it will be very expensive. You've got Mauritius, amazing destinations. You combine beach, golf, nature.
Wow.
We just started with Egypt. So Egypt, again, world-class courses, and you can combine lots of experiences going to Egypt. So I think now the golf travel, it's not only golf. Of course, you still have the groups that, you know, 4 guys or 4 people, yeah. 6, they go in their annual trip, and it's just golf focused. But I think, like I was mentioning before, the trend is golf and combining other activities.
Absolutely. Now, this must be hard to market. How do you get your audience? How do you target them? What do you use? What platforms? What campaigns do you use?
Golf, it's a very niche market. It's smaller than what people might think it is.
Yeah.
So all the marketing that we do is very, very targeted to golfers. You can't really do generic things.
Yeah.
You have to be very, very targeted. So we do, in terms of paid marketing, we do Facebook ad, we do Google ad, and everything creatives, the messaging, it's very, very golf targeting, with the right words, the right creative, the packages, everything very golf centric. We also do direct marketing, so we have newsletters that also are very, very golf target. We have a website where you can see the packages, you can see the destinations, read about the destination. We do SEO, so we have an agency that does our SEO, and that is again very, very much targeted with the right words, the right message. You do have to speak to golfers in a particular way, and if you don't, they won't take serious that company. And I learned this the hard way because I don't play golf. So you do have to talk to golfers in a particular way for it to be effective.
So you have to use a particular voice when speaking to them.
Voice, terminology, words.
So let's talk marketing tools, because that's what we have here today at Marketing Showcase. What do you think you are looking for to make your job easier?
I think now definitely the use of AI. I started to use more AI about a year ago, and I find it incredible. It has helped me a lot to do things quicker, as our system for scheduling things on our agendas and everything are there. So I think the use of AI, I would like to integrate it even more in our process.
Okay. Have you watched any of the 5 and 20s? Talks today?
Yeah, I just came from watching the How Not to Be Boring.
Oh, yes, Webmark.
Yes.
How was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really good.
What did you take away from it?
Yeah, I think, definitely How Not to Be Boring is like think out of the box. And while he was talking, I was thinking, how can we do, our socials? How can we do our socials a little bit different? So it's fun, it's dynamic, but it's still within the golfing terminology talks, I was thinking about that.
And you're still, because you're, like you said, you're a distinct voice to golfers, use terminology, but with social, you can still be fun. You can still be a bit crazy and a bit outside the box, and they expect it because it's social.
Yes. And of course, and I think for the last year or so, we've moved just posting pictures and just doing static creatives. To more video, and video, as you know, it's been almost the king of content for the last 5, 6, 7 years. But we've moved now into more videos, more reels. We've got the guys that go onto trips. We do go on fam trips to check all the properties that we work with and golf courses, because we have to understand how good or not, or the conditions and everything of the course. So we use a lot of the videos on the guys playing. We had last month, we had a competition for a holiday in Spain. And the video, we did it in partnership with person that we work with. And and the video was us in the office, and it was more like, the show The Office?
Yeah.
So that was the launch of the competition. We did it like that. And it was really well taken, and people really, really liked it. So it's just,
because they like to see behind the brand. They like to see the people who work for the brand.
Yeah. And then we want to do more videos like that. Okay. Usually when there's a tournament, we do a video of our predictions. So it's the people in the office, and we say, okay, well, who do you think it's going to win? And everyone takes part, and we do various videos on that. So it's just trying to mix that content plus transparency when it comes to the company, because it's what you say, people like to see who they're talking to, who they're dealing with, who are they,
Who are the people who are selling these to us?
Exactly. And I think with the people in the office, everyone play golf. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, there are some companies that, you know, that you might have people selling these packages, but they don't play golf.
No.
Everyone in the office plays golf apart from me.
Brilliant. You need to have one.
So, you know, when someone comes and call us and they're looking for a holiday or they're looking to go away, but they don't know, and, you know, their handicap is this, or I'm looking for that, you know, everyone can actually advise on what they want, because everyone plays golf, from pros to amateurs to, you know, we have the whole range. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
It's all right.
And have thank a you for brilliant you. Rest of your day at Marketing Showcase.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.